You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Young and the Restless fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt. And I want to talk about some really sad exits, some huge YNR stars that died far too young, left us too early, and that fans really miss. We're going to talk about Paul Walker, who was on Young and the Restless years ago. It was one of his early big career breakout moves, and three other huge YNR stars that died young and left us missing them. Hey, if you have not, please reach down and click subscribe. And now let's talk about some sad recaps of just some people that we loved and miss. So I don't know if you remember him, but Terry Lester was the original Jack Abbott. He played the role from 1980 to 1989. And, you know, boy, was his version of Jack very much unlike the more mellow version that we get these days with Peter Bergman. So his TV dad, Jerry Douglas, who played John Abbott, said that Terry Lester did a great job portraying Jack with an edge and said that he was someone you love to hate and that he played the role in a heavy way, but that it was very well done. If you didn't know this, YNR created the role of Jack for Terry Lester. The CBS soap had been trying to get Terry to come on to play a recast when other characters, when the other actors had left, but he didn't want to play a recast, so they created the role for him. And then in 1989, Terry Lester quit the role of Jack Abbott and headed over to Santa Barbara and then later to Another World. What's interesting is that he reportedly walked away when he felt that his screen time had been cut in order for showrunner Bill Bell to put his daughter Laura Lee Bell front and center on Young and the Restless. And of course, she plays Christine Williams. She denied she had any role in his departure in an interview and tried to defend her increased screen time at that time, saying that she was part of like the teen scene and it was over the summer when they used to focus on younger storylines. They've kind of fallen out of that in the last few years. So the soap cast Peter Bergman as a recast, and he has been in the role of Jack Abbott since 1989. Terry Lester is definitely fondly remembered by longtime soap fans as the OG Jack Abbott. He was born April 13th, 1950, and he died November 28, 2003 of a heart attack. Very young. He was just 53 years old. So now I want to talk about Paul Walker. The incredible Paul Walker landed a big break in 1992 when he was cast by YNR as the very young Brandon Collins. He played a teenager who worked for Victor Newman, and Victor played matchmaker to try and get Brandon to date his teenage daughter, Victoria Newman, who back then was played by Heather Tom, who's over on B&B now. But Victoria had her eye on an older guy who worked at Newman Enterprises and didn't give Brandon the time of day, despite his startling good looks. Paul Walker, always so handsome. And although Paul was only on YNR from 1992 to 1993 in 32 episodes, the soap was an integral part in his career development and a springboard. No doubt, most of you remember him from the Fast and Furious action, you know, car theft and racing series of movies. In fact, Paul Walker was filming his seventh movie in that franchise at the time that he met a very untimely and tragic death. What's interesting is Victor Newman actor Eric Braeden was a fan of Paul Walker's. Eric Braeden said about Paul Walker that he had a feeling that Paul would make it on the big screen, talking about his honesty and sincerity as an actor. And they even made a movie together. It was called Meet the Deedles. So Paul Walker was born on September 12th, 1973, and he died on November 30th, 2013, in a terrible car crash when he was leaving a charity event. A friend that he was riding with, they were in a souped-up Porsche, and his friend accidentally crashed the car and they died in the impact and resulting vehicle fire. Paul Walker was just 40 years old and gone too soon and still very much missed. Another beloved actor from Young and the Restless that died far too soon and is passionately missed was Christoph St. John, who played the complicated and troubled Neil Winters. One of the bittersweet things about losing Christoph is that they do mention his character Neil pretty often on YNR, including last week when his kids Devon Hamilton and Lily Winters talked about him and his legacy and what he would want for them. And remember, it wasn't that long ago that they dedicated the new area at the GCAC to him, the Neil Winters Jazz Lounge that we see all the time now on YNR. It's kind of a nice ongoing reminder of the incredible legacy that Christoph St. John represented and the enduring affection that fans have for Christoph and for Neil Winters, whom he played from 1991 up until his shocking and untimely death in 2019. For several years prior to his death, Christoph St. John admitted to struggling with grief after his only son, Julian St. John, killed himself while in a mental health facility. And he was very upset that the facility, who was supposed to be watching for any attempts to take his life, kind of failed, and he did take his own life. His son suffered from schizophrenia and committed suicide at age 24 in 2014 while in a facility. After losing his son, Christoph St. John's addiction and mental health struggles reignited, and his ex-wife Mia said she knew he was thinking of ending his life. She said, in fact, he called her the day that he died saying he didn't want to live anymore, said he was going to end his life, and Mia St. John said she didn't think he really wanted to die, but she said it was said during a state of intoxication. Mia also revealed after his passing that the two of them met at an AA meeting when he was fresh out of rehab and shared that after the birth of their son, Julian, that Christoph fell into a crack cocaine addiction and was also suffering bipolar disorder, which his struggle with that was ongoing. The LA County Coroner's Office listed Christoph St. John's cause of death as hypertrophic heart disease tied into the after effects of alcohol, of ethanol/alcohol. His death was officially ruled an accident. Christoph St. John was born July 15th, 1966, and he lost his struggle with his mental health at age 52 on February 3rd, 2019, when he was found unresponsive in his home. And of course, he is still missed. So the last sad YNR death we're talking about today is that of Billy Miller, a very sweet soul who played Billy Abbott from 2008 to 2014. Of course, that's the role now played by Jason Thompson. So Billy Miller started out as a model. And of course, you know how devastatingly handsome he was. And then he landed a role on All My Children before nabbing the role of Billy Abbott on Young and the Restless. He won 3 Daytime Emmy Awards during his tenure there. Billy Miller left YNR and then went over to General Hospital, where he played his last soap role. He worked on several primetime shows during and after that, with his last role being on NCIS about a year before he took his own life, 2 days before his 44th birthday in his home in Austin, Texas. So unbeknownst to fans, Billy Miller suffered a private and long-running battle with manic and bipolar depression. And at the time, you know, it was really hard to believe because he always had that sweet smile and such a sweet demeanor and such a loving attitude. And he was so beloved by his co-stars and fans. But his mother, Patricia Miller, said that her son fought a hard and valiant battle. She said he did everything he could to control the disease, but the disease won in the end, and he surrendered his life. He was found in the bathtub of his home with traces of alcohol and drugs in his system and was dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound after penning several goodbye letters to his family. Billy Miller was born September 17th, 1979, and he passed away September 15th, 2023, at the very young age of 43. And he continues to be missed, remembered, and mentioned frequently by soap fans. Thank you for listening. I know this was very sad, but I've seen a lot of people talking about Paul Walker lately and Billy Miller lately, and I just wanted to kind of offer this update and little tribute to these actors that were beloved and missed. Thank you so much for listening, and come back soon.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.